Well, hello and welcome to my new teleclass. This is the Identity Crisis Syndrome, Why Most Personal and Expert Brands Fail, and What You Can Do to Thrive Now. My name is Marshawn Evans, and I am the president and founder of Me University. You can learn more about Me University at MeUniversityLive.com. And I am so thrilled that you have chosen to join me on what I believe is going to be a mind-changing and therefore life-changing teleclass tonight. Me University is my baby. It is something that I am so honored that God has dropped into my spirit, into my heart, to be able to teach other people about profitable branding. And that word profitable is very important. If you've never participated in a Me University event, either online, via our teleseminar series, or one of our live events, you know that I am very focused when it comes to business on profitability. Me University does not exist to help people have a very passionate hobby. We really focus on the business behind branding and getting serious about making sure you have the right infrastructure, the right plan to build the brand of your dreams. And it is also about having passion and about dreaming, but I've always said, and you'll probably hear me say this several times tonight, that desire needs direction to go the distance. And so we haven't always been taught what it takes to build a profitable brand. In fact, nobody actually really taught me this directly. What I'm going to share with you tonight is 30 years of just learning via trial and error, but also several years of getting amazing results in my personal life, with my personal brand, and then also with my clients, and some of the amazing experiences that I've had in television, in working with celebrities and athletes in the NFL and the NBA, WNBA, Major League Baseball, and working with small business owners as well. So Me University is about building a profitable brand strategy, and I always like to start off with talking about profitability. I'm going to talk about money tonight. I think most business owners, especially women, are uncomfortable talking about money, and therefore it's difficult to make what you are uncomfortable speaking about. So we're going to talk about creating a profitable brand strategy for your business and for your brand so that you can treat your brand like a business. Again, you can always learn about what we have going on at MeUniversityLive.com. Tonight, you are going to hear a lot of information, some of the best resources and material and advice that I could possibly offer. And it's my belief that you give of the best because you've been given the best. And I firmly believe that heaven has poured some amazing things into my heart to be able to share with you. And so I will selflessly and fully give you as much as I can on this call today. We are going to not only talk about some strategies and advice, I'm also going to preview the Business and Branding Boot Camp that Me University hosts annually. It is our signature event, our flagship event. It takes place October 1st through the 2nd in Atlanta, Georgia. In Atlanta, Georgia, that's October 1st through the 2nd. You can go to MeUniversityLive.com and learn about the boot camp. In fact, if you do want to go there and have your if you're online, and I hope that you are, if you do want to go to that page and have it up, if you haven't checked it out yet, you can start to go ahead and peruse that site just to learn a little bit about what I'll be sharing tonight as well. You can do it the long way, is going to MeUniversityLive.com, click on Bootcamp, click on Overview, and then from there you'll see the page. You can also do our little bit.ly. You can go bit.ly/MEU info. MEU info, and it'll take you there as well. So how do you know if you're in the right place tonight? Well, you know you're in the right place if you're looking for more media exposure. You know you're in the right place tonight if you're looking to develop a speaking platform. You know you're in the right place tonight if you have always had a dream to not just write a book, but to have your book published by a major publisher. And you also know that you're in the right place, again, if you are ready and desiring a profitable brand plan and strategy. So tonight, my goal is to teach you how to get results, to really lay forth the foundation of what it is that you need to have, what it is that you need to do, what I've done for myself, what I've done for my clients, and what I know from experience works. And so if those sound like what it is that you're looking for, then yes, you're in the right place. I'm an entrepreneur like many of you. I'm an author, I'm a speaker. But most importantly, my calling is that of being a reinvention strategist. If you haven't heard that phrase before, a reinvention strategist is something that was kind of given to me because of how many different times I've had to reinvent myself. And you'll hear more about my story a little bit later. But my goal as a reinvention strategist is not to change who you are. My goal as a reinvention strategist is to help you change what you do so that you can be who you are. I'm going to say that again. My goal is not to change who you are. We're going to be talking about identity crisis syndrome tonight. But understand, our objective tonight and my team's objective, there's a lot of people that go into making our teleseminars happen. So I love my team. I appreciate my team. But our goal as an organization, as a company, and as a united calling that we work together is not to change who you are, it's to change what you do so you can be who you are. I believe that you should have a pep rally, but most importantly, what you need is a playbook. Okay? So I am excited to share with you. You're going to hear a lot of information again today, and you'll hear also about an opportunity to be able to work with me directly. You'll get tons of great information for your brand, for your business, but it will be even more powerful. You'll see that throughout our time. It'll be even more powerful for you to have a customized, personalized professional helping you with your specific needs and providing you with the proven brand strategy that will help you to skyrocket your business and skyrocket your brand. Okay? Now, a couple of quick logistics, and then we'll dive into this information. Those of you who've been on a call with me know that I always try my best to over-deliver, and I got 15 pages of notes. So I promise that I'm going to try to be I promise that I intend to be. I don't like the word try. I intend to be as organized as possible and efficient to get through the information. If you have a pen and paper, have it ready. Be next to a computer, ideally one that has internet. If you are tweeting with us, you guys have just been off the chain, those of you who have been tweeting and sharing this information on Twitter. Our hashtag tonight is MeUniversity. So I encourage you to share whatever nuggets that you get from me, aha moments, things that you realize, things that you know you need to do. Share that on MeUniversity. Our hashtag is MeUniversity. You can continue to invite people to join you tonight as well. Just make sure they go to the Identity Crisis webpage, the same place where you registered, so that they can register as well. And then finally, you can also share your thoughts with me on Facebook. Now, my Facebook page is Ask Marshawn, and it's titled Ask Marshawn because I invite you to come there regularly to ask me questions. You can do that this evening, but this evening especially, I invite you to share with me your aha moment. So if you're a tweeter, you can do that on Twitter. If you are a friender and you like to do that on Facebook, you can do that as well. So I ask you to do that. Also, the reason I ask for that is because I'll be speaking with you for about 90 minutes tonight, and I don't get to see your faces. And so seeing those messages when I hang up this call and getting those, you guys are like my amen corner when I get to see those messages. So I invite you to do that. I appreciate when you do that as well. Okay? Now, if you haven't been on a call with me before, you will come to learn, especially if you continue to participate in the university programs. I start and end every single call the exact same way, and that is with prayer. So wherever you are, pause for a moment, bow your heads, and let's go before the throne. Gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for who you are and how you are, that you don't need us, but we certainly do need you. We thank you for the gift of wisdom. I thank you for the opportunity and the territory that you have assigned to each of us in the marketplace. Thank you for wisdom to grow our territory wisely, purposefully, and with the plan that you have already assigned and aligned for us to come into alignment to. Speak clearly so that we can move confidently, because at the end of the day, it is all about you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. All right. I love doing that. I love doing that. Okay. So let's get started here. I believe that if you are here and you heard the title of the presentation tonight is going to be Identity Crisis Syndrome, you're here because you are looking for more. you feel like you're in a place where you're not exactly sure if you're on the right path, or you know what you want to do, but you're not quite able to align who you want to be with where you are right now, and to put those two places in the same space. So I believe that you're here for more guidance, more resources, a game plan, ideally here with the intention of learning how to make more money to be more profitable. And I will tell you right now that the reason I decided to create this teleseminar, which actually, I shouldn't say I decided, I plan to talk to you all about launching a speaking career tonight. That was the intent. But, you know, you kind of laugh, or God laughs when you tell him your plans, and he put this very heavily on my heart. So heavily that for the last 2 weeks, it's all I've heard about when I watch ministers on TV or going to church. So I knew that this is what we were supposed to talk about on this evening. But what I will tell you is that my company is up this year in a down economy. And we are a branding agency. I live, breathe branding constantly. And so I felt really deeply that this was a challenge for people. I think one of the secrets to thriving in this economy is to really understand who you are. And when you understand who you are and you're properly aligned with where you're supposed to be, it doesn't matter what the circumstances around you look like, because you're operating by a drumbeat that's pounding from within you. So you don't have to, you play by a different set of rules, in my opinion, when you're properly aligned with who you really are. So that's the reason that I knew that this was the right topic for us to talk about right now. We're at a point where we're looking at 2012, and I want you to be properly positioned to thrive next year. And this is not just my season. This is the most profitable year that I have experienced yet to date as an entrepreneur. And I feel humbled by that. I feel blessed by that. But I know that it is not just my season, that this is your season too. And now is the time for you to make plans for how you plan to be profitable and even more powerful in 2012. So that's my intent. That's why we're talking about overcoming an identity crisis. Now, if you are an entrepreneur, if you are in corporate America and you're thinking about making a transition, even if you don't think that this is your thing, if you've never spoken on stages before, you've never written a book before, you're just getting started in business, or even if you've been in business for a long time, but you're kind of afraid to be the face of your enterprise, if you're an author, if you're a speaker, if you are a dreamer, I do want you to understand that branding is the most important skill that you can develop. It's the most important skill that you need. And the thing that you need to understand, though, is it doesn't take a lot to do a lot. And we've been conditioned to believe that we have to have a lot in order to produce a lot. All you have to have is the proper focus. So if you have a dream, if you have an expertise, even if you've made a lot of mistakes, or you have a method of doing something that you know works and you're tired of being the best kept secret, then learning the proper strategies for branding really is where you need to be spending your time. I think a lot of businesses and brands fail, especially small business owners, because they spend their time on the wrong things. You need to be spending your time on positioning and branding and developing your products and services. So those are the two most important things that every business owner, every entrepreneur needs to be spending their time on. But most people spend their time in other areas, and those other areas tend not to be the most profitable. Okay? So, and I also just want to make this a little bit more accessible to you. Some of the most successful businesses have started based off of failures or problems. Something that you have learned from your mistakes can be what is your million-dollar idea, your million-dollar strategy, your million-dollar product. Because think about it. Every single product that's on the market that is a thriving product is a solution to somebody's problem. Usually the idea for that product or solution or business came because somebody else struggled, and they were tired of struggling, and they focused not on the struggle but the solution. Okay, so that's all you have is the commitment to focus on solutions, the commitment to investing in yourself in order to be successful at this and to understand branding. Now, I also believe that most brands right now are failing for one very simple reason. Most brands right now are failing because people are doing old things in a new marketplace. You might be saying, what in the world does that mean, Marshawn? My friends call me, so you can call me. You might be saying, what does that mean, me? Well, when I say people are doing old things in a new marketplace, I believe that we are in what I call a 3.0 marketplace. Now, you probably haven't heard that before. It's something that, again, a lot of theories. So you'll come to understand that. But in a 1.0 world, we were focused more offline. Everything about marketing, everything about client engagement, everything about growing business was offline because the internet wasn't even around. And even as the internet came about, it took a while for us to get to what we now consider a 2.0 marketplace where we're more integrated, right? Things are online, people are social, people want to be connected, people want information, they want to be able to understand you and feel you and touch you and relate to you. So the 1.0 world was offline, the 2.0 world is online and integrated, but the 3.0 marketplace is something that not many people talk about. And not many companies express, but those who are achieving extraordinary levels of success are experiencing the results and the fruits of a 3.0 mentality. And a 3.0 mentality combines the offline and the online approach. 3.0 mentality understands that it's not about size. This is a trap of getting stuck in a 2.0 marketplace mentality, which is where most people are. You know, there's a reason why people will ping you and say, please follow me on Facebook, please follow me on Facebook, please follow me on Twitter. And they're begging for followers because they don't understand this lie that we've been sold. The lie that we've been sold is that profitability is about size. And that is not the case. There are riches in niches. Okay, there is a specific way that you have to learn how to segment and target your audience that is the audience that's already waiting for you. Okay, so this is not about size, this is about sustainability. And I'm not going to go too much into this. I'm going to talk a lot about the 3.0 marketplace and how you really learn to navigate it and master it at this year's Me University Bootcamp. So I can't talk a lot about that tonight because, again, I have 15 pages of notes, and we're on page 2 now. But it is not about size. I don't want you to think that it takes a huge following, that you have to be on national television tomorrow to get results. And by results, I'm not just talking about exposure. I'm talking about income. I'm talking about revenue. I'm talking about profitability. And there's a major mind shift there. Someone told me years ago, if you could choose to be rich or famous, always choose rich. Because fame does not necessarily mean that you have anything to store up and leave for as a legacy for your family. And so the 3.0 economy is about sustainability. It's about learning how to integrate an online and offline approach. That means there's multiple revenue streams. It means you understand multiple ways of connecting with your audience. And every major business in the world that is thriving right now gets this. Apple gets this. Nike gets this. One of our wonderful partners who is our founding partner for Me University, HP, they're a company that gets this. So just because you are, some of you need to write this next thing that I'm going to say down, okay? Just because you are a small business, that does not give you an excuse to have a small mindset. Just because you are a small business, that is no excuse to have a small mindset. And I don't really like to entertain small minds too much. You might be in the same boat with me. And for some of you, that might sound a little bit harsh, but it's the honest truth. I like to be around people who can see the big picture and who are thriving off of creating big pictures because that's how you're designed to think. That's how your brand needs to be so that it can be attractive and invite other people to fill up this big vision. The problem is not that you are aiming too high. The problem oftentimes with brands that fail is that we're aiming too low and we actually end up hitting our target. That's a principle that I learned from T. Harv Eker. He actually tweeted this recently, and it reminded me to share it with you again. But most of us don't dream big enough, and part of the reason we can't dream big enough is because we don't have someone helping us to create the right dream. We don't have someone helping us to learn how to accomplish our dream either. Okay? So, alrighty. So we have kind of, I think, laid the foundation as to why this is important, what you need to be thinking about, understanding that we are in a new economy and branding works in a completely new way than it did 10 years ago. Quite frankly, we weren't even using the word branding 10 years ago. We called this presentation or communication or image. But, you know, part of the reason why I created New University was because I thought there was a lot of fluff talk out there on this whole branding topic. I thought it was very interesting that there were branding experts that I had never heard of, couldn't really find evidence of their successes, and they hadn't been where I want to go. One of my very common sayings, especially if you follow me on Twitter, is that what you listen to leads you. So you have to be very careful with what you listen to. It was my vision, my dream, and my desire to create a program and an institution, really, a comprehensive institution with New University, where people would get responsible, purpose-driven, profitable information that is rooted in integrity, that combines both marketplace and faith-based principles of what it takes to be successful. Because that's what I have seen, and that's what I've experienced. And so we created, and I say we because I function with a wonderful team, but my vision behind the university was something that would be profitable, purpose-driven, in terms of teaching people how to manifest these things for themselves as well. But we have to understand that we are in a new economy. It's going to take a new approach. In order to be a game changer, you've got to be willing to change your game. So I hope that that is you, okay? I hope that that is you. Now, I have been in a place before where I have struggled with the right direction. You know, you might think because I've been on The Apprentice, for those of you who don't know, I was on The Apprentice 6 years ago now. I can't believe it's already been 6 years. But I was on The Apprentice the year that Randall Pinkett won. He was the first African-American to win, and the only, actually, to win The Apprentice. Many people think it was Kwame from season one, but he was the runner-up. And I was on The Apprentice for 10 out of 13 weeks. And coming to understand branding, we didn't call it branding then. I didn't even think of it as branding then. This is something that's always been very intuitive. But coming to understand expert positioning, strategic communication, how to talk about yourself in a way that is compelling and captivating and convincing. I'm going to say that again, compelling, captivating, and convincing. You have to become comfortable in being captivating. Otherwise, you won't have a captivating brand. You have to be comfortable in being compelling, or otherwise you won't have a compelling brand. And so you have to become comfortable in talking about yourself and sharing your story. But being able to do that was what enabled me to get on a show like The Apprentice, where over 1 million people apply to get on. And, you know, I stood in line like anybody else who wanted to audition for that show. So it always makes me kind of chuckle a little bit when people say, oh, Marshawn, you know, you're different. You had an opportunity to do The Apprentice. I stood in line like anybody else who had a dream, anybody else who decided they wanted to do it. The difference is I had a game plan. The difference is that I had had coaches over the years who had worked with me on speaking, and that I had had a business at the time where I taught other people. I taught Miss America and Miss USA contestants how to be amazing communicators. I had clients that won the Miss America and Miss USA competition, people who were in the top five and were runner-ups. The amazing thing about that is not just that they won, but that they were able to get scholarship money that helped them to pursue their education, that they were able to help live their dreams, that they were able to help create a new path for themselves in their life. And so understanding positioning and understanding branding, understanding how to tell my story, how to be comfortable in my own skin, because it's a beautiful skin that you've been given if it's given to you by the Almighty. That's my philosophy. So you should be comfortable with the gifts that you're given. But you know what? Most of us aren't. Most of us aren't. And that's okay. We're going to talk about how we change that. Right? We're going to talk about that this evening. But getting on The Apprentice was a byproduct of understanding positioning. Being on The Apprentice for 10 out of 13 weeks was a product of positioning, of understanding how to dodge the bullet of getting fired. Now, I did get fired, but there's an advantage to being fired, certainly, on national television. One of the things that I learned from Donald Trump is this. He never speaks negatively about himself. He never speaks negatively about anything that he is involved with, or even if something goes wrong. One of his companies might file bankruptcy, and he immediately turns it into a positive. He'll say, this is the best thing that's ever happened to us, and we will move forward. We will be bigger and stronger and better than ever. And he controls perception with his communication. Let's say that again. That's the point that maybe some of you should write down. Some of you should have had an aha moment there. You can control perception with your communication. People only know what you share with them and what you give them. Right? So being able to communicate enabled me to get on The Apprentice, it enabled me to remain on The Apprentice, and it also enabled me to take advantage of my experience in being on The Apprentice and not being lumped in with all of the rest of the reality TV fame seeker folks. You know, there is a negative stigma, probably more so than a positive stigma of being on a reality television show. It has made a lot of things a lot more difficult. I can certainly tell you that. I'm not saying it's a negative, but I'm not saying it's as magical as what most people think. It actually made things more difficult because television, serious television networks don't like to put reality TV people on unless they want to laugh at you. And I had a very clear understanding of what I wanted my brand to be. I can't even say what I wanted my brand to be. I had a very clear understanding of my calling. To me, calling and your brand, your calling and your brand are one and the same. They go together. And so there was a certain way that I decided to carry myself on The Apprentice that maybe didn't make me a household name, that maybe you've never even seen me on that show before. But that's probably because I didn't act a fool when I was on the show. And so after being on The Apprentice, understanding branding and positioning helped me to utilize that in a way that is positive. And I will tell you that every single experience that you've ever had in your life can be used in a positive way. It's as positive as you choose to make it, though. And that's a key branding tip to understand about positioning. Something kind of came to me, a concept actually, over the last couple of weeks, and it's the idea that what if small is big after all? You know, oftentimes we talk about our experiences and we make them small because we feel like they're small in our own minds. But what if small is big after all? I had to take a step to audition for a show like The Apprentice. I had to take a step to even submit my application to be accepted to Georgetown University for law school. I had to take a step, a small step, in being putting myself in a position to be able to get $80,000 in scholarships by competing in the Miss America competition. I had to start somewhere. When I look at my old tapes of me speaking when I was, you know, 12 years old, doing my first speech, you know, being a Miss Preteen Dallas, and the fact that my paper was shaking in my hands, the microphone, even just the fact that I took a piece of paper up to the microphone. To this day, I still remember how annoyed with me that my mom was. Now, she was annoyed with me because my mom believed in excellence, and we had talked about this, and I just was a stubborn teenager and wasn't listening. But I had my paper, and it was being unfolded. So I'm folding a piece of paper now so you can kind of hear it. But I was unfolding it when I got to the microphone and didn't understand anything about filler or how to hold an audience's attention as I was getting my content together. So all you could hear on the microphone was my paper unfolding. And that's how I got started. Right? I got started like anybody else who gets started. I got started in the smallest of small ways. But someone once told me this as well, that the best time to grow a tree is 25 years ago. Think about that for just a second. I know it sounds a little bit odd, but the best time to grow a tree is 25 years ago so that you can enjoy it now. And I think about the success and the experiences that I had that I have now and how they started in the small, small moments years ago and things that I didn't completely value or understand, but I continued to cultivate and develop them. And so doing that enabled me to be able to walk the stage at the Miss America competition, and not just to walk the stage, but to win the interview competition, to win the talent competition, to get to also win the Miss America National Community Service Award. And that was a product of knowing how to build relationships with nonprofit organizations, being a spokesperson. All of those things started from very, very small places. And just real quickly as well, I look at now and how after being on The Apprentice, after being in Miss America, after going to law school and starting at a large law firm, I left my law firm, I started a sports agency called Edge3M Sports and Entertainment. And part of the reason that I'm sharing this with you is because many of you have not heard my story before, and I think it'll help you to kind of understand where you need to, how you need to think about your brand as well. But I was at a large law firm, one of the largest in the country, one of the most prestigious ones in Atlanta. Wonderful opportunity, and I was not satisfied. I wasn't happy. I was feeling unsettled in my spirit about just whether if this was the right place for me. And I think there's a very telling thing about that voice that we hear inside of us. Oftentimes, we just get frustrated. I think it's the most common indicator of going through an identity crisis. That's that voice that you hear that lets you know what, this is not it for me. There's more in store for me. And I felt that voice, and I felt it for a while. And then I started just getting sick and tired of feeling that voice, and I decided to do something about it. So I left my law firm. I started a sports agency called Edge3M Sports and Entertainment. We keep the website up, although I don't run that agency and manage athletes anymore, but it's still available online. And I like to give you these website references because a lot of people make claims and they don't give you a way to actually validate and assure that this is what's actually been done. So you can actually go to edge3m.com and see our client roster of all the athletes that we worked with and managed. And the thing that I'm proud about, another reason I wanted to leave that website up, is because I had no background in sports and entertainment. Zero, zilch, zippo. I didn't take one sports law class. I actually remember my colleagues in law school deciding which sports law class that they were going to take or entertainment law class. I had no desire. I wasn't even interested in the conversation. So I find it quite kind of funny that I ended up starting a sports agency, but I didn't have the preparation. And I look back on it now, and I realize that it was probably so that I could testify to you today and share with you that you don't have to have all of the education that the world says you need in order to thrive where your heart is telling you to go. You don't have to have the formal education. You have to have education, but you have to have the right type of education. You have to have, you need to get the right type of insight and experience from people who have been where you want to go. That doesn't mean that you have to get it in a college or a book, okay? So anyway, I start this sports agency, didn't have any background in it. First client was the highest paid defensive end in the NFL at the time in 2007, had just signed a $62 million contract in the NFL, and that was my first client. That was such a blessing because about a week, maybe less than 7 days after I left my law firm, this was the first client that I was planning to get, but I wasn't sure if I was going to actually get them yet. Okay, so I'm thinking that this is going to take place. I've been building my business while I'm working. I'm doing this in the evenings and on the weekends while I'm working this full-time law job, and it's not a 9-to-5, it's more like a 9-to-9, so it was a lot of time to put in. But when I left, the client that I did have that was secure, that was the reason that I actually left, had lost a $50 million credit line. And every time I say $50 million, that's a lot of money to no longer have access to. So I had a corporate client, they lost their funding, and I was just at a place where they canceled my contract. So I was at a place, I'm like, did I make the right decision? Here I am. I've only been practicing law for a little under 2 years. I don't have a large sports network. I've started to meet some professional athletes. Most of the clients that I had garnered weren't paying me anything. I was just trying to gain the experience by working with them. And the client that I had that put me on a retainer, a corporate client, lost all of its funding. And it's in that moment that you can also question who you really are. If you want to talk about an identity crisis, talk about losing your only client after you've just decided to tell your job that's sending you that check every 2 weeks with those wonderful benefits, you just told them you don't want them to send you that check anymore. You don't want them to pay for your health and medical and all of those great perks. And you're not going to be able to go up to the 22nd floor of this beautiful high-rise anymore. None of that was available. I had let it all go. And it was in that moment that I had to really come to terms with if I believed that I could do what I set out to do, if I believed that this was really possible. So I've experienced that before, that uncertainty of wanting to go to the next step, but you're not really sure if you could. And Edge3M became one of the fastest growing women-owned sports agencies in the country in a very short period of time. Within a year, we had 15 athletes under exclusive management, NBA, NFL, WNBA, and Major League Baseball. I had my clients on ESPN, on Fox Business, Fox Sports Network, on all of the major networks on television. I have my clients in Sports Illustrated, also in ESPN Magazine. Now, let me tell you, I didn't go to school for PR, but I learned the business of public relations. I taught myself that. So when I came off The Apprentice, I had hired a PR firm, and I put my hope and my effort and my time and my resources. That's what money is to me. It's everything that you work for. I put my hard-earned money into a PR firm. Let me tell you what happened with them. Absolutely nothing. So I thought coming off The Apprentice that I would be properly positioned to get a lot of media exposure. And in truth, I really was. But I put my resources into a person, a firm, that did not really have the ability to deliver results. And, you know, at the time, here I'm 25 years old, just graduated law school, just getting my first check, just bought my first house. I didn't have that money available to me. So I vowed at that moment that I would always appreciate money for what it was. It's an extension of your essence. It's an extension of everything that you've been given, your talent, your resources, your intellectual property, because you don't realize that until you lose it and you know you've given it, right? And so I appreciate that. And when I started Edge3M, I wanted to make sure that I treated my clients with the same level of care that I wanted to be treated with. And that's how my entire team treats everything that we do with Me University. And on the corporate side, New University is a subsidiary of my company that I've operated for the last 10 years called Me Unlimited. So everything that we do takes that into account. I understand what it's like to be taken advantage of, and it doesn't feel good. It's actually devastating in a way that makes you want to give up, and it makes you not want to move forward. But I don't really think about that too often, because even though I had that bad experience, it enabled me to be diligent and proactive about achieving growth for my clients, and that's my passion. I want to make sure that people thrive, that they have everything that they need to be able to thrive. And so ran Edge3M, it became a very successful company, and since then have been able to not just get my clients on ESPN, but I've been on ESPN. You can go to YouTube and you can see me on SportsCenter talking about LeBron James or Ben Roethlisberger or Tiger Woods or Michael Vick. So you can go and you can see that I've been on CNN, I've been on Fox Business Channel, I've been on a lot of major networks, well, many years after The Apprentice, okay? So I'm telling you this just so that you know, this is something that I live and breathe and experience for myself. So I'm sharing with you strategies through our Me University program, things that you can also do as well, okay, to be able to get similar results. I don't want you to think that you have to have this extensive background to have extraordinary levels of results. Okay, all you have to do is have commitment, focus, the right mentors, and the right education. And lastly, I just want to share with you, I had this amazing opportunity in 2008 to publish my first book. And Skirts in the Boardroom became, it was actually just started out as a speaking topic. It's just an idea. And I wanted to speak to women about things that they could do to succeed in the marketplace. And I had no idea that it would turn into a best-selling book, that it would be number one on Amazon in the women in business category multiple times. And so I've had some really amazing experiences, right, from being on The Apprentice, going to being able to go to Georgetown, getting over $200,000 in scholarships, being in the Miss America pageant, doing television, having this book out, running this sports agency. It all sounds wonderful, right? I can't complain about that, but I will say in 2009, all of those things came to a crashing halt for me. And this is actually one of the first times that I've shared this story. But I believe that, you know, it's not wise to simply brag if you don't tell people about the bumps along the way. And so I believe in sharing testimony. So in 2009, I had this amazing book out. I'm running this sports agency. It's doing very well. We're getting more exposure and more opportunity. And I had kind of decided to kind of close the sports agency because I had gotten engaged and was planning to get married. And so things were going well and was planning a wedding. And so I decided after I got through all of the major events for all of my clients in the sports agency that I was going to stop and just focus on planning the wedding, which is what I did. So I stopped business development. I stopped branding, if you will, and just focused on planning this wedding. And I believe that that was probably the right decision because I was tired, y'all. I had been working my tail off. And again, doing all of those things and being in the middle of book tours and media tours and traveling, I look back on it now, I don't even know how I did it all. But all of this comes to a crashing halt because I decided about a week before my wedding that this wasn't the right thing for me, and so I called my wedding off. And it's not just that I called the wedding off, it was just that it was an amazingly difficult time for me for a couple of reasons. If you've ever had something that you've always wanted and it just doesn't happen, I don't know that I had ever been, I'd been disappointed before, but I always learned that if I just went back and, I was a baton twirler growing up. So I learned that if I didn't win at something, I could get back into the gym and I could work harder at it and I could get better. I could win if I worked harder at it. This was the first time in my life that I realized that there was nothing that I could do to make something better. And it was devastating. It was probably easily the most difficult thing that I had ever dealt with. And making the decision, I believe that people have to make decisions that are right for them. And this is part of your calling. It's part of learning. I think it's been one of the best lessons I've learned to me about authenticity and authentic branding. But making the decision is not always the easiest thing. Dealing with the aftermath is what's really difficult, the emotional attachments to making a very tough decision. And so, you know, for many of you that are, well, I could say this probably is relatable for both men and women, but the challenges of just, you know, sometimes I didn't want to get up in the morning. Sometimes I didn't feel like putting together an email that would send out a blast that would explain about, I didn't feel like motivating anybody. I didn't even know how that was going to be possible. So I don't want to spend too much time talking about how challenging it was because I don't really live in that space, but I think you get the point, right? It was a difficult time, the most difficult time that I've ever dealt with in my life. And so what that experience did for me is it showed me what it felt like to be scared beyond belief. It showed me what it was like to have no idea how you're going to make it and no idea how you're going to survive because I didn't have a plan for business because I had stopped planning because I was planning a wedding. And so the timing of everything, I was like, how am I going to make it? How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to pay my staff? How am I going to, you know, do everything? I didn't have the energy to create a plan because all the energy was drained out of me. So hopefully some of you can relate to and understand being in a survival mode, but being in scared mode. You're not sure how you're going to do this. Thankfully, I had built a solid platform that worked on its own before I had ever gotten to that part. And the power that I learned from this experience, you know, it's not just about being able to make a tough decision and even the power of being able to thrive in the midst of something that is challenging and that you don't think that you can get through. But the real power was that I had planted the seeds so many years ago that during that time where I didn't feel like getting out of bed, where I didn't I couldn't even imagine trying to build a business. During that time, that was the most profitable year that I had in my company because I had built the platform and it worked on its own. I did six figures in that year in speaking engagements and didn't pitch one speaking engagement the entire year. For 8 months, all I did was Bible study, exercise, time with friends and family, and try to just get my mind back in order. But during that time, I was still doing speaking engagements. You know, I had some really big speaking engagements. During that time, I was being able to speak in Africa. I did two conferences in Africa, one in Nigeria and one in Ghana that year. And all of that, I promise you, I did not pitch one speaking engagement. I didn't pitch one media opportunity. CNN called me. CNN and ESPN, they were calling me during that time period. Fox Business was calling me during that time period. And so what it really showed me is the power of being able to plant the proper seeds. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, it happened during one of the most difficult times, but it showed me how important it is for you, for your legacy, for your family, to plant these seeds now. To plant these seeds now, right? So the other thing that I learned is it was the first time in my life where I really learned to ask for help, that I knew that I needed help, that I needed support. I am as much of an A-type personality as anybody that you could probably ever meet, especially in a competitive environment. And to me, the marketplace is competitive. I have a different mentality now, more mature mentality, I believe, about an inclusive approach. But I like to win. Make no mistake about it. I like to win. I play to win. I believe that we were born to win, so I go to win. And this was the first time that I didn't have the energy, the strength, or even the strategy to know how to get back into place to be able to win. So I learned to ask for help, and that lesson alone has completely changed my life. It has infused a new energy into my business because I have more people around me that know what they're doing and can help me move to the next level. Now, my family was amazing. They are great. They're still great. But they couldn't necessarily help me with my business. They hadn't been to the places that I had in my vision. So I needed to connect with people who could connect me with the lifestyle that I knew that I wanted and that I was expecting. I wanted to create a new lifestyle. I wanted to take my business to the next level. And so I got a coach. I got someone that I was able to speak with that was able to help me take an inside look at my business, to look at hidden areas of revenue, hidden areas of profitability, things that I hadn't thought about, things that I had thought about but I didn't know how to do, how to create the right infrastructures. And we are just rocking and rolling this year. We really, really are. And I say that because it's a blessing, especially in a down economy. So branding is indeed the most important strategy that you can learn for your business and your brand for your dreams this year. Otherwise, you're leaving money on the floor. Okay, but you need a system so that that doesn't happen. So, okay, so I shared that with you. That was kind of scary, quite frankly. I have never shared that story before, but I hope that it helps you. I hope that it helps you to understand that all of the possibilities that are indeed available to you. So right now I want to pause for just a moment because many of you are hearing this voice right now and saying, you know what, I've been through some stuff, but I know that this is my time. I know that I'm not satisfied with where I'm at, and I'm ready to go to a new place. I'm ready to go to the next level. I know that this is my season, and I'm ready to take a step. I'm ready to live my calling in the marketplace. And so I want to share with you some ways that you can do that, how you can move forward. First thing you've got to understand is this first mind shift. This first mind shift is that the best does not come to those who wait. That is a lie that ketchup makers told you to make excuses for how slow their product was. The best does not come to those who wait. Those who wait are left to play with the scraps left by those who hustle. Okay, so it's not about waiting in terms of thinking that eventually this is all going to happen. It is about timing, but not waiting. Those are two completely different things. And then number two, you have to stop admiring the problem and start addressing the solution. That's what I had to do. I had to change my mindset. I don't know everything. I still don't know everything. I'm going to share with you in just a couple of minutes here some of the amazing speakers that I am bringing in from Mii University for our boot camp this year so that they can enhance what I am going to be able to pour into you and give to you. Now, I feel very confident in what I do know. I feel confident because of the results. I feel confident because I know that nobody can do Marshawn Evans the way that Marshawn Evans does Marshawn Evans. So I feel confident in the space and the territory that I am given to address with you. But I still don't know everything, so I look for the best information. And one of the things that you have to do is get connected to the right people and the right information in order to get the right results. So for those of you that are ready to move, to be able to move your calling to the next level in the marketplace, I do want to take you to our Mii University website. I mentioned to you that I would give you as much as I possibly could on the call today, and that I would also share with those of you who are ready how to move forward with me and learn some additional strategies. So if you go to MiiUniversityLive.com, I can show you this better than I can tell you because most people are visual. If you go to MiiUniversityLive.com, you click on the Bootcamp tab and then Overview. It'll take you to an overview of the entire event. And I do want to let you know that we only have 10 seats left total for the Bootcamp. We have two more companies that came aboard today. And there are hundreds of you on this call, so we only have 10 seats left, and a lot of the elements of our registration actually close tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day to be able to take advantage of our installment plan for the boot camp. It is the last day that the bonuses will be available, and all of that will end tomorrow. Now, I'm not even sure that we will still have seats available tomorrow, but for those of you that hear that voice right now and you're ready to go ahead and make that shift and you know you want to get your seat, then you can go to MiiUniversityLive.com/bootcamp/overview. Again, the bit.ly is just bit.ly/MiiUinfo. And there's tons of information. There's a welcome video. There's information about me. It'll tell you about all of the things we'll be talking about during the boot camp. And at the very bottom, do you see all of this information? We've made it easy for you to get all that you need to make a decision. That's why this is a long page. It makes it easy for you to make a decision and have all the information that you need. But at the very bottom, you shall see a place where you can check out. You'll also see the fast action bonuses. The other bonus is that you'll get to be able to bring a friend for free. So by registering today and before tomorrow, you'll be able to bring a friend complimentary, but that goes away tomorrow because we only have so much space available. And with the companies, the major corporations that we have involved, they're sending participants. So those seats have already been confirmed and guaranteed. And we actually played with not even having the boot camp open and available to the public to be able to register and just going off companies that would send folks. And I didn't feel like that was the right way to structure this. We wanted to make sure that, you know, you don't have to have a relationship with the major corporation to get this premium information. So we've made it available. You can go to MiiUniversityLive.com. You can see that there is a 30-day money-back guarantee if by any stretch of the means you're not happy with our material at the end of day one. I'll write you a check right there on the spot. I want people to be satisfied. I don't want people to be dissatisfied in any stretch, in any way. So that is available to you. I'll let you are smart people, to take a look at that and look at the installment plans and then also the single pay. You can save money by doing the single pay. Okay. For those of you who are not online, our installment plan, it allows you to pay in three installments of $527 each. And the single pay is for $1,497 for the entire boot camp. Now, I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit more, but I did want to pause for just a minute because I am getting pinged by my team letting me know that we have people who are scooping up the seats. So for those of you who know that you want to be at the boot camp, I wanted to give you that real quickly. Now, for those of you who have, I'm excited to be able to work with you this fall because you're going to be able to walk in the identity of who you already are, right? Because that's what our goal is. And when you think about reinvention, it's not to be somebody else. It's how to align who you really are with where you're trying to go, okay? All righty. So now I'm going to talk to you a little bit more quickly here about five mistakes that most brands make. I'm going to give you kind of my detailed brand blueprint and some information that you'll learn more about at the university, because the strategy behind even just the curriculum that we've created from the university, you can learn a lot just from the types of topics that we're going to be presenting on, and that will help you to develop your brand blueprint, okay? And then at the end of this, I'm going to tell you the number one key to making sure that your brand can thrive. So I want you to stay with me because we're going to go again through these five mistakes. I'm going to give you this detailed brand blueprint, and if you stick with me to the very end, you're going to be able to get what I believe is the number one key, by far, without a doubt, to being able to thrive, not just in this marketplace, but for the rest of your life, with your calling and with your brand. All righty. I love this stuff. It's just so much fun. I love being able to share. It's such a blessing. It's such a blessing. Okay, so let's see here. I kind of covered that already. So another thing about the identity crisis syndrome is a lot of us, we love new things, right? We love to shop for new things. We love to feel new. We love to experience new. That's why we want a new car, not an old car. And new is fine. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with new, but I want you to understand there's nothing wrong with how you've already been designed. And my philosophy, again, as a reinvention strategist, is that who you are authentically, who you are originally, is the key to being able to tap into your profitability. Get that. I hope you get that. Who you are and how you are designed originally is the key to your profitability. Okay, so your identity actually is not the problem at all. Here, a lot of you have been interested in this call because of the title, dealing with an identity crisis. But at the end of the day, your identity actually isn't really the problem. Right? It's not who you are. It's how to get where you long to be with getting where you long to be is really the challenge, right? So I want you to understand as we go through these five challenges that you are created on purpose, with purpose, for a purpose. That your purpose and your profit, though, can go hand in hand. And an identity crisis stems from a couple of things. I want you to write these down. It stems from a disconnection from four different things. The first is that it stems from a disconnection with composition. Composition. When I say composition, that's your original design and original intent. We experience frustration and fear and discontent when we are disconnected from our original intent. That's partly the reason why you feel unsettled. So being able to always tap back into who you really are, your uniqueness, U is an acronym that stands for your own uniqueness. When you tap back into the best of you, you position yourself for profitable you. Okay, so don't always look to what other people are doing. I think there's nothing wrong with having people that you admire, but there's no need to copy. There's no need to even model yourself after somebody else, and you've already been given an internal blueprint, which is what you need to be building from. Okay, so the crisis comes from being disconnected from our composition. You have to understand what your brand value proposition is. It's something we talk very detailed with at Mee University, and you leave there having a very clear and compelling brand value proposition. I call that your BVP. You'll learn that your uniqueness is tied to your innovation. You'll learn that that is what keeps you relevant. And even when you reinvent, as long as you reinvent in accordance with your original intent, you'll always be relevant. You'll always be innovative. So it comes from a disconnect from composition. It also comes from a disconnect from aspiration. When you lose sight of your goals or your objectives, that can create an identity crisis. Identity crisis can come from a disconnection from direction, meaning you don't have the right plan. You don't have the right process. You don't have the right path. You don't have the right blueprint. That can cause an identity crisis. Identity crisis can stem from a disconnection from collaboration. In other words, you need coaches. You need a mentor. You need someone who's guiding you and helping you to understand this. And I have clients who call, depending on, you know, how we're working together, but they have just real, it's a blessing when someone can tell you that you're changing their life, and you can see that because they're now getting those checks that are coming in the mail or their bank account. Ideally, you're not still getting checks anymore. You've got systems set up to where you don't have to get paper checks, but money's money, so either way is fine. One's just more efficient than the other. But it's amazing the power that happens when I'm able to start collaborating and helping someone getting detailed and intimately involved in their business, understanding the infrastructure of it and being able to help them grow it. So in addition, that part, another piece of collaboration is community, having a group of people to be able to mastermind with. I think one of the best things about Army University Boot Camp is that you're able to mastermind, right? Spend mind share with other people who are just simply brilliant, who are motivated, who have the same goals and the same plans as you. And you'll get ideas that won't come from me, but will come from being in a room that is a breeding ground for innovation, that is a breeding ground for new ideas and new activity and inspiration. Because again, I don't have luck on all the information, but what I know very well. And I know how to bring together the right people, to put the right people in the room. You'll have an opportunity to network with executives from some of the largest corporations on the planet. You'll have an opportunity to network with executives from Hewlett-Packard. You'll have an opportunity to network with people from Delta Airlines, from Home Depot, from Ernst & Young, from Black Enterprise, from Upscale Magazine, from Pink Magazine, which is now called the Little Pink Book. You'll have an opportunity to connect with business owners who are doing things that you've never even thought were possible. The person who won our elevator pitch competition last year ran a $30 million packaging company. He's a former professional athlete, didn't have formal training in business, actually no training when it came to business, but was able to get to a point of building a $30 million packaging company. And you need to be in that type of space. And I can tell you that an identity crisis will be cleared up very quickly when you're in the right space with the right people, because it helps you tap into who you really are when you're around other people that are flowing in who they are. So your disconnection can come from composition, disconnection from aspiration, disconnection from direction, and disconnection from collaboration. You need to be tapped into all three of those things. So in order to have a vibrant and vital, a brand full of vitality, you have to be feeding it the right way. Just like with your body, you need the proper nutrition and you need the proper exercise, your brand and your business needs the same thing. So, you know, a lot of times some of my clients look at me like a trainer. You know, they're nervous about telling me they haven't completed their homework or haven't done what they're supposed to do, because they understand the importance of accountability and that if they don't do those things, I'm not responsible for your lack of inactivity. If you don't do and you don't follow through on the plan that's provided, it's not my fault. I will give you the plan. I will walk you through it. I'll be there to give you a pep rally. I have no problem pushing you to put in that next push-up, but it's got to be up to you to actually do what it takes. And recently, I've been working with a trainer, which has been fun. Not really, sometimes. It's fun when it's over. I guess you know what I mean by that. But one of the things that I noticed is I was working out more and more and more, but I was still feeling tired and drained and groggy, and I wasn't sure why. And my trainer asked me one day how my diet was, and I was like, well, you know, I don't really, you know, it's okay. It's not the best, but I've been eating more protein. Then he asked me, are you taking vitamins? And quite frankly, I hate taking vitamins because I am one of those people that does not like to swallow pills. But he asked me about that, and I made up my mind that I was going to be healthy. I made up my mind that it was important because I knew how important the journey was. God's really shown me some amazing things, and I know that I need to have the endurance and stamina, and that my exercise couldn't just come from running to catch a flight because I was late. And that's really where my exercise was coming from. So I decided if I was going to be serious, I couldn't just do part of the work by exercising. I also had to feed my temple in the right way by getting the right nutrients and taking vitamins. And let me tell you, I have been a workout machine. When I started, I take my vitamins twice a day. I use fitness water. I have seen the actual results. And you will see the same thing when you start getting connected to the right information. When you understand and you're ready to learn how to brand the right way, you'll start understand, you'll start being addicted to getting that information because, quite frankly, you should be addicted to wanting to make sure you thrive in a healthy way. Addicted may be a strong word, but if you're not, then it becomes an option for you. If you're like, well, maybe this is important, maybe it's not, that's not really a me university type of mentality. We like people who understand that forward is the only option and that winning is the only thing that we were born to do. Okay, so that's the mentality that you have to have for a proper brand. And I don't believe in convincing people to take their vitamins, if you will. Right? You got to make up the decision. I had to make the decision for myself. You got to make that decision as well, too. But I'm here to supply you with the best vitamins that I know possible. So that's my approach to my business. And I'm going to share with you a little bit about my business model in that statement there. I don't believe in convincing people to work with me, university. I don't believe in convincing companies, which are just made up of individuals who have to make decisions. I don't believe in convincing small business owners. I don't believe in convincing anybody to do what I already know they need to do. My prayer is always that I would be able to work with people who already know that they need what I have. Say that again. I believe, and this is how our business model is structured, I believe in working with people who already know that they need what I have. So I give as much as I possibly can, but I don't believe in convincing or selling or trying to persuade anybody to do anything. Because at the end of the day, you know, a few of my favorite quotes, I love the quote that says, don't spend major time with minor people. Minor people need to be convinced, and that's draining of your energy. You will lose all of your brand energy spending time trying to convince people who really don't even want to be convinced. They're just people who like to test you, who are negative, and who probably aren't where you want to be anyway, so they're not the people that you need to be talking to. Proverbs calls these simple-minded people, Proverbs calls them fools. So one of my favorite, you might laugh at this, but one of my favorite proverbs is Proverbs 23:9. It says, don't waste your breath on fools, for they will despise the wisest advice. So on the converse, and to me that's a bad business model, and most people, they waste time on their branding is not profitable because they are wasting their time talking to no people, people who say no, who are predisposed to say no, who don't get you. And it's okay that people don't get you. Everybody won't get you, and everyone's not supposed to. You don't need to spend your time with those who say no. You need to spend your time with those who say yes. Learn how to transition a no into a yes. I think that's part of business. But don't spend all your time with no people. That's another thing that will cause an identity crisis, is adopting somebody else's doubt as your garment. Adopting somebody else's doubt is your identity, and thinking that because they don't understand the vision that something's wrong with your vision. That's one of the biggest mistakes that you can make that will quash all of the energy and the potential for where your brand and your vision and your dream can grow. Okay? So one of my favorite scriptures, though, on the opposite side of that, that explains the way our business model is structured is Proverbs 21:11. And to me, this is a much better business model. It says, if you instruct the wise, they will be all the wiser. So that's who I like to work with, right? So in terms, because I know you all are part of that wise crew, right? So here are the five quick reasons as to why brands fail. I've touched upon a lot of these, but I just want to synthesize them now for you. The first reason brands fail is because of a lack of focus. You can't look in multiple directions at the same time. Again, what you listen to leads you. Many people spend too much time listening to too many people, the wrong people, or no people. You think that yourself is enough. And the voice in your head is not the only voice that you need to be listening to, especially if you're trying to go to a place that you've never been. Okay? Also, another challenge with listening to the wrong people is that a lot of people, again, they speak from a place of fear. So you don't want to allow someone else's fear to become your identity. You want to listen to people who are experienced and who have been where you are trying to go. Part of the reason that I tell you my story is I want you to know where I've been. I didn't do the research that I should have done early on in my career when I've invested with folks. And so I want to make sure that you have everything that you need to understand the integrity and also the experience that we bring to the table. Okay? So another reason, for example, with the things that we talk about at New University, I talk about becoming a published author with a major corporation. I don't talk a lot about self-publishing. I have nothing against self-publishing, but I haven't self-published. I plan to, and I know how to, and I bring in some experts that talk about that, but I want to talk to people about how to get cash advances. I want to talk to people about how to do something that is more challenging, but that I've learned how to do and that I do very well. So I don't talk about things that I don't know. And a lot of people, a lot of you have listened to people who talk about things that they don't know. So that's one of the reasons that brands fail, is from a lack of focus, listening to the wrong people. You need the big picture, but again, you need a playbook. And your brand should be simple, right? An unfocused brand is not a brand at all. It is a bowl of confusion, and confused people do nothing. Your brand should be clear, it should be simple, it should be understandable, and it should create a compelling vision that's easy for people to see. Your vision should be easy for other people to be able to focus on as well. Confused people do nothing, confused consumers do nothing, and similarly, a confused mind cannot prosper. So your mind has to be crystal clear as well about what it is that you're trying to do. And I hear many people who think their brand is clear until they start talking about it, and they don't understand how to get the clarity, and that's one of the things I'm so grateful to have been gifted in, is to help people to put the pieces together to create a clear brand and to create a clear plan. But you have to make up your mind, and once you make up your mind makes things happen. Okay? Once you make up your mind makes things happen. Forward has to become your only option. Additionally, when it comes to focus, the reason I said that you've got to learn to become very comfortable with money, talking about money, is that your earning potential is congruent to your preconditioning and predisposition about money. So many people focus on everything but profitability. They're not focused on products. They're not focused on positioning. They're focused on passion. I'm not saying that passion is not an element here, but I'm saying it's not automatically a determinant of profitability. And most of the people who have told you that are not people who are profitable. Okay? So you need to learn a revenue mindset. I distinguish at Me University the difference between a revenue mindset and a profitability mindset. And I don't have time to go into that tonight, but it's something that you'll learn how to create not just a revenue plan, but a profitability plan and how to make it sustainable. In about 90 seconds, I can pretty much tell somebody's blind spots, whether they have challenges with understanding profitability as it relates to branding. And we call that assessment a brand profitability temperament, a brand profitability temperament. It's kind of like your temperature gauge. I can pretty much tell whether somebody understands the difference between cost and worth, and whether somebody is properly positioned to be able to grow their brand in a profitable way. A lot of people aren't. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a lot of business experience to be in that boat. When I worked with professional athletes, I realized very quickly why many professional athletes end up broke. The reason many professional athletes end up broke is because they don't have the right attachment and understanding when it comes to money and what it means to be profitable. You know, it's not just how much you make, it's how much you keep. And putting a system in place to be able to make that happen. Also, people don't always understand how to focus on where their value is and how to get the profitability out of their value. So one of my clients played for Carolina Panthers, highly paid linebacker, and we helped him create a foundation, build some unique real estate opportunities, and when we were putting one of his foundation events on, we wanted to generate a lot of revenue because this was a fundraiser. And I asked, I said, so what would be the ideal place in your mind of where we should have this? And he's like, I would really like to partner with a dealership. I said, okay, give me your dream dealership. And he said, I think Ford, something like that. And I said, okay, this is where I understood that he didn't understand positioning and didn't understand the value. I said, you are not a Ford brand. You're a luxury brand. And we were able to help him not only change his mindset, but secure an endorsement and joint venture deal with Mercedes. Mercedes is the type of brand that he needed to be affiliated with to create a legacy foundation. Now, there's nothing wrong with the other brand. I'm just saying that it wasn't properly congruent with the value. So if you don't understand your value and you're not focused on the profitability in your value, you're going to miss that. Had another client that very, very highly paid NFL player. And we were trying to get him into speaking engagements. And I asked him, I said, so what is it that you would like to make when it comes to speaking engagements? And he said, oh, $2,000 or $3,000, that would be great. And for people who are just getting started, that's a great price range to be getting started in. Many of you would love to make an extra $2,000 to $3,000 for 30 to 45 minutes. That's good. That's good money. But for an NFL player that was at that level, he could command $15,000 to $25,000 pretty easily, but didn't understand that. Didn't understand value. Didn't understand the industry. And so that's the reason why you need a coach. You need someone who can help you understand how to price your how to understand the industry. And it was just interesting. I thought about it, and I was like, I make more than this person does, and this person's more of a household name than I am. I had clients that I represented from the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Same deal. Had some opportunities to get them endorsement deals, and or one of them an endorsement deal. And when I brought the opportunity, this is a national corporation that wanted to do an endorsement with one of the housewives. And the housewife said this. He said, well, I would love to do it, but you're going to have to lower your commission, because our commission was 30%, which was the standard in the professional sports industry world of sponsorships and entertainment world of sponsorships and marketing. She didn't know that and proceeded to say that because she was used to paying club owners 10%, that we should be charging 10%. Now, again, when I say that I can understand whether someone's brand profitability temperament is easy to assess, I figured that out really quickly, that this person didn't value my information, didn't value my expertise, that as a graduate of Georgetown Law Center, that I wasn't a club owner, that a club owner couldn't bring you a five-figure endorsement deal with the opportunity to build an entire product line of lingerie. This is a high-end lingerie company, to build an entire product line of lingerie. And so a lot of people get caught up on cost and don't understand worth. When you think about it from the outside, it looks silly, but each of us make those same decisions every single day where we're not investing because we're focused on the wrong thing. We're focused on a price tag as opposed to thinking of things as an investment that will take us to the next level. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be a new business owner. I've worked with multimillionaires who have the exact same mentality and get stuck for the exact same reasons. Since we had to stop working with some of these athletes, the foundations haven't been as profitable. They haven't been able. We're honored to be able to have created the right foundation, but that's why consistency of having a coach with you all of the time is important. It helps you remain focused. But in that in those moments, especially with the housewife, this was one of the most eye-opening experiences. I learned that you can never lose what you're not supposed to have. So you have to avoid brand desperation. At the end of the day, you don't need anyone. God's given you more than enough. So your brand should invite people to participate in your overflow of what you've already been given and what you know. And that is how I structured my brand. That's why I don't believe in convincing. I believe in inviting. I don't believe in convincing. I believe in supplying. And those who make an evaluation of your value that are right for you will determine if they're the right ones to be able to work with you and to buy from you and to be a part of what it is that you're building, right? So the valuation of your value will determine whether or not people see it as valued. I won't go too deeply into that. But sometimes people are not going to get you, and I have chosen not to spend a lot of time with those people who don't get it, but I will spend all of my time with those who do. With those who want to show up, I'm going to go up with you. Again, a small business does not mean you have to have a small mind. The second reason that brands fail is from a lack of fuel. They don't have the right energy, and I believe that energy needs synergy. You get that through mentoring and masterminding and having the right method. Because when I have the right plan, when I know that I need to focus on my positioning and my products, and I have the proper way of doing that, and I have someone to help me do that, I have more hope and I have more energy. I get excited to go meet with my trainer. I'm first of all going to make sure that I make the appointment because I have an appointment, as opposed to if I had to get up and do this by myself, well, I may or may not do it. But I have more energy and enthusiasm about having an accountability person. And so having the right plan, having a mentor, being in a place to mastermind helps to give me motivation not just in exercising, but with my company, with my business. There are people that I love to bounce ideas off of. And they're the right people, and they know what they're talking about. But it's draining to bounce ideas off the wrong people. So the second reason that brands fail is because of a lack of fuel. The third reason they fail, and just a quick side note, I don't think we have too many seats left for the boot camp. I think that many people have scooped them up. I think she's saying we have a few left. But just as an FYI, for those of you who are monitoring that, trying to take notes and wanting to register too, make sure that you can still go to meuniversitylive.com to the bootcamp/overview page and make sure you secure your seat before they're gone, okay? Let's see. So the third reason that brands fail is for a lack of fascination. Again, your brand has to be compelling. It has to be captivating. It should inspire, inform, and generate income all at the same time. I'll say one thing about this, is that your brand should inspire desire. It should inspire people to have a desire to want to work with you. So we talk about how to build a fascinating, captivating brand that is compelling, that attracts people to you like a magnet. It's what I experienced during that difficult period where I didn't have to do the work, and the brand worked for me. And if you brand the right way, your brand becomes an employee that works on your behalf. It makes things a lot easier. We live in a new economy and a new marketplace where now it's not just about who you want to meet. You want to build a brand that makes people want to meet you. Okay? In order to do that, you've got to learn the strategy and the process behind how to understand your target audience. We have a proprietary system on how to profile your target audience. Even for some of you that have some innovative new ideas, you have some ideas that no one has ever seen before or no one's doing this, I'm going to show you how you can create the market for what it is that you desire. Okay? There's a system behind doing that. You have to learn how to speak what your audience thinks, and so that's part of creating a fascinating brand. Fourth, brands fail for lack of a following. Are you all enjoying this? I hope you're enjoying this. I love giving this. Brands fail for lack of a following. Profitability is about generating a captive and responsive audience. Not about size, it's about solutions. Not just about size, it's about solutions. You're here tonight because you wanted some solutions, right? That is my brand. Mii University will provide you with profitable branding solutions. That's my brand, and that has to become your brand too. Not those exact words, but your brand has to be a solution provider, and that's how you build a following. Now, the following is not just about getting people to buy from you, because that's the approach that most people take, and it's quite actually an annoying method. That's why I get annoyed when people say, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook. And what it shows, I shouldn't say annoyed, but I understand that they don't understand how to build a following in a way that's authentic and captivating. Because quite frankly, you might ask me to follow you or to join you or to participate, and I may not be the right target audience. And you don't need me for numbers because this isn't about size. It's about sustainability and solutions. So you need to correctly build a captive and responsive audience. When I say responsive, I mean an audience that wants and is eager to buy from you. It is eager to support you. And most importantly, will champion you. You want to build champions in your community, not buyers. Because champions buy. People who champion you, who promote you, who are excited about you, they will buy from you because they will support you because they believe in you, what you've built, what you offer, what you have to bring to the marketplace. And we'll also talk about at Mii University how to understand which is the right industry for you to position your brand within. There are three big industries that control over 90% of the revenue. So you need to understand how that breaks down so that you can build a business that is set up and properly positioned to succeed. Now, I don't believe that every business idea is positioned to be profitable. That's a reality. But I do believe that it can be properly positioned if you understand the three big industries and where your business falls in there. And if it doesn't, I think it's best to get started in the areas that will generate for you the strongest likelihood of success. And the fifth reason why brands fail, I've said brands fail for lack of focus, for lack of fuel, for lack of fascination, for lack of a following, and the fifth reason that they fail is for lack of follow-through. You can get the right information. You've got a lot of information on this call. I can only imagine how many pages of notes that many of you have. You can get the right information, but if you don't have implementation and instruction, it's not going to thrive. And if it doesn't have the right influence, it will produce no income. And so information needs instruction. Information needs implementation. I don't want you to just dream about what you desire. I want you to learn how to feed your desire with direction. And I talk a lot about that. I've talked a lot about that on this call because I understand the importance of mind shift, because I understand how we've been programmed the wrong way. I have worked with Miss America, Miss USA contestants, those who have won. I've worked with professional athletes. I've worked with entertainers. I work with executives from some of Fortune 100 companies. I work with small business owners, and I think every single one struggles with the exact same thing in terms of mindset, in terms of being able to move forward. So there's a lot more that I have to share with you about strategy, but one of the goals today was how to overcome the identity crisis syndrome. And that can't happen unless you have this mind shift and you make up your mind that forward is the only option, right? You have to have not just a passion, but a profitable passion, and that's going to require follow through. This holds true for both for-profit and nonprofit companies. And so I'm going to share with you, I know we're getting kind of close to the end of our time, but I do want to share with you a few more strategies and tips on how what you need to have in place in order to build the right branding platform. So if you can give me about 15 more minutes of your time, which is really an invitation for you to get some more keys here. I'm very cognizant of time, but you guys know me if you've been on a call with me. I always go over because I'm so ambitious on giving as much as I can. I love to over-deliver. I try to over-deliver. That's part of our strategy and our goal is to always over-deliver. I do want you to stay with me because at the end I am going to share the number one thing that you have to do in order to build a profitable brand. The number one thing that has to take place. Otherwise, everything that I've said today is kind of for naught. All right? Okay, so I'm going to share with you some pieces of this blueprint on how you can create the right blueprint. Then for those of you who are already online and have decided and made what I think is going to be a life-changing, mind-changing experience for you to join me this fall in Atlanta at Mee University. I'm excited to be able to hear your story, to be able to share with you, and from you to be able to hear from some of our amazing speakers. But I want you to be able to build your platform right, and I want you to build it right the first time, okay? And so in terms of having the right type of brand plan and the right type of brand platform, these are the things that we talk about at Mee University. And if you go to the page that I've been referencing, meeuniversitylive.com/bootcamp/overview, when you go through that page, you'll see a lot of information. You'll see a lot of pictures. You'll see a lot of testimonials from business owners. You'll see testimonials from clients that I've worked with, ranging from Rolls Royce to a former Miss North Carolina who has a makeup company, to other small business owners, to professional athletes. You'll see Randall from The Apprentice. You'll see my good friend Valerie Burton, who just released her sixth book. You'll see a wide variety of people who are giving testimonials who can tell you better than I can tell you about the effectiveness of what we teach. But I want you to pay attention to the caliber of the testimonials. There are a lot of people who offer seminars, and this is one of the reasons that I felt really passionate about starting the university. They have a lot of fluff testimonials out there. I want you to understand the caliber of the people who will be in the room and who've experienced what I think is some of the best information on the planet when it comes to building your brand. So as you look at that, I'm going to be referencing some of the content here as I wrap up here with this plan of how you build a brand plan, and these are the things that you'll also be able to learn if you want to work directly with our group to help you take your business to the next level, okay? Okay, so here is your invitation to be able to build and form a profitable brand platform, and here's actually the plan behind how you do it as well. I look at all of these things as critical to be able to have a sustainable brand. So the first is you have to be able to determine your irresistible value proposition. Your irresistibility determines your profitability. Okay, that is the first thing that you'll learn at Mee University this year. You'll learn how to become irresistible. to learn how to speak about yourself, to speak about your dream, to speak about your vision in a way that invites people, and also a way that inspires desire. Remember that phrase from just a moment ago? In a way that makes people think that it's crazy for them not to work with you. That's a sustainable and profitable brand. You're going to learn speaking and how to build an impeccable speaking platform. You're going to learn how to set your speaking fees. You're going to learn about negotiation. You're going to learn how to increase your speaking fees, even if you've never spoken professionally before. I'm going to show you exactly how to determine based off of the type of information that you share, the type of industry that you're in, and where you want to go, how to set your speaking fees, and then how to have a plan to be able to increase them to where you want them to go. This year is my most profitable speaking year, but not my most active speaking year because we raised my speaking fees. So I'm speaking less but making more. Now, I know you've heard the concept that less is more, and that's just an example of how if you do this the right way and you do it right the first time, that you can build a platform that enables you to grow in that way. I'm going to teach you how to build a platform with colleges, with corporations, with nonprofit organizations, through creating your own live events, participating in live events, how you can do customized events. This is one of the things that we do with corporations is we'll not only go and do a presentation at a corporation, we'll propose to them the fact that they need an event and that we can provide this either for their company or for their clients. We can create the need. This is what I'm talking about, creating a market for yourself through speaking. So we can create markets within corporations or even within colleges as well. They didn't even know they needed this until we showed them how to create need. That's called seeding. It's called seeding. So I'm going to show you how you can utilize your speaking platform to seed new opportunities and new revenue streams. I'm going to talk to you about how to build a platform with conferences and also with faith organizations. Many of the people who come to me at university are not just business owners, but they are pastors and first ladies and people who want to understand these marketplace principles for their calling in a different way. And so I believe all of these things go hand in hand. I don't believe there's any distinction on how to properly align yourself, and that's because I believe your branding and your calling are the same thing. They go hand in hand. I also believe that speaking is the most powerful and profitable brand strategy that you can implement on the planet. Speaking is the most profitable brand strategy on the planet because when you stand in front of an audience, they automatically see you as an expert. And all of these things that I'm going through right now in this closing component is to teach you how to build an expert brand, not just a brand, but an expert brand. A personal brand tells, an expert brand sells. You get that? A personal brand sells, an expert brand, A personal brand tells, an expert brand sells. I'm going to show you how to build an expert brand and how speaking is one of the key ways to establish yourself as an expert. Now, if you can imagine going to a national conference and speaking in front of a large audience and you've captivated them, they know what you do, they're excited about you, they believe in you, and now they see you as an expert because you're in the front of the room and you're not sitting in a chair, if you can imagine the focused opportunities that will flood your way up to the stage. I don't even attend networking events anymore unless I'm speaking. I just don't do it. I was invited to one today. A lot of major corporations are going to be there. I had a private seat. I appreciated it. But I wasn't on the roster to speak. I also wanted to make sure that I was ready to speak with you all tonight. I don't even spend my time there. I can speak at a couple of speaking engagements, and actually, I could probably just speak at two major engagements a year and have enough follow-ups and corporate contacts where I don't have to speak anymore. I don't have to go to any networking events. So I'm just telling you this from experience. Now, one of our speakers at Mee University this year is Jonathan Sprinkles, and he is a powerhouse. He's been one of the top speakers on the college circuit. He's been named one of the 40 under 40 by Houston Magazine. And he's generated over $1 million in speaking revenue in the past couple of years. And so he's going to talk to you about how to connect with your audience. And so this is one of the most important parts of building a strong brand platform. And in addition to me sharing with you my strategy, I'm going to give you samples of media kits that you need, how to build your speaking business, what your contracts need to look like. You're going to get a playbook that gives you samples and agreements and a flow chart of how to build your speaking platform. In addition to that, Jonathan is going to talk to you about connecting with your audience. He's going to going to show you how you have to connect in order to be able to collect. When people connect with you, they want to stay with you. They want to champion for you. In other words, they want to spend with you. They want to be a part of whatever it is that you're doing. So it's going to be powerful. I'm excited just even thinking about it because he's off the chain. I spoke with him. We spoke on the same stage together at a women's conference in D.C. this summer, and he had everybody in the palm of his hands. He had people in tears. He had them in stitches from laughing. And so I can guarantee you that your life will never be the same after hearing him speak. It won't be the same the moment that you walk in the door because we start with change from the moment you walk in. Okay? So speaking is an impeccable part of your platform. Becoming a published author, I believe, is an important part of your platform. I think self-publishing is great. Again, I think it's wonderful. You can make more money per book with self-publishing. But my expertise is in showing you how to get published by a publishing house, where they do some of the marketing for you and where they give you an advance, where they buy your book rights from you. My book was published. It was my first book. I'm a first-time author. It was published with John Wiley & Sons, which is the largest business publishing house in the world. Okay? So I wrote my first book proposal, didn't know what I was doing, followed the traditional advice, what everyone said I had to do, again, a 1.0 mentality. And then you know what? I did it my way. I did it my way, and we had, within 24 hours, 15 literary agents that wanted to represent the book when we sent out what was called a query letter. You'll learn about query letters and why you need them at Mee University. I had to stop after 24 hours of writing this book proposal to focus on just the agents that had responded because I couldn't field any more opportunities, couldn't field any more interest requests. Now, the unique thing is the first time that I put my book proposal out there, it got turned down. So I thought it was crap, to be honest with you. I just thought it wasn't any good. And I was discouraged. I felt defeated. But that's the thing. You've got to learn the right way to do these things. So I went with not just what was authentic, but what I knew, because I have an intuitiveness when it comes to branding and positioning. I did this the way that I know how to do everything else. Stop listening to the traditional wisdom and advice. I got a book deal with the biggest business publishing house in the world, and I want to show you how to do that as well. So you'll learn how to craft a book proposal. You'll learn how to craft a query letter. You'll learn how to get a literary agent. And nobody else uses this formula because this is a proprietary formula that we created. Every single client that we have developed book proposals for has gotten interest from and had conversations with literary agents. They've had opportunities to be able to get their book published. And so we've got a large system. We've got a staffing that will help you be able to create this. But at the boot camp, you will learn everything that you need to know to be able to get your book published. That is exactly what you'll be able to walk away from when you go to that session. So when you work with a literary agent, it increases the odds of your profitability because they have more access to the bigger publishing houses and they have more credibility. It's not the only way, but it is one of the ways that I'm going to teach you, okay, because to me it's the most profitable way in this marketplace, especially if you're newer and you don't have a pre-existing book platform, okay? I'm going to show you how to do all of that. Additionally, what else will you learn at Mee University and what else is required for you to have a truly profitable platform? Again, for those of you who are online already and you're on MeeUniversityLive.com and you can see all of the amazing things, some of these things are just things that I've been blessed to be able to do, you'll see me on the set at CNN, you'll see me on the set at ESPN, on the set at Fox Business, on the set of The Big Idea on CNBC. You'll also see when I was in Chicago, whenever I go to Chicago, I have three places that I have to stop through to do TV, on-air TV interviews. And so you'll learn how to build this platform so that wherever you are doing your speaking engagements, you can also tie in media opportunities as well. So you have to build a media platform. That's my segue into this next piece of what has to be a part of your branding platform. You have to be media savvy. You need consistent media exposure. I'm going to show you how to create a magnetic quality to where people come to you. Now, this month, I had to pinch myself this week given the amount of media exposure that I personally have and that the company has this month and that Mee University has. If you pick up this current issue of Essence Magazine, the September 2011 issue, you'll see a full editorial piece that's written by me on pages 152 and 156, I believe. The two-page spread where I talk about women getting onto corporate boards. The unique thing about this opportunity is that I didn't pitch it and I didn't seek it out. Through proper branding and positioning, Essence picked up the phone and called me. And not only did I write this article, which I enjoyed doing it, I was compensated to be able to do that. Now, I don't know about you, but that to me is a profitable brand strategy, where someone will pick up the phone and not only call you and ask you to do something that will give you exposure in the largest publication for women of color in the world, but then also pay you to be able to have that exposure. That's what I'm talking about, and that's why I believe that New University is different than any other program on the planet. We talk about how to build a profitable branding strategy, how to position yourself, how to be magnetic. Every single week, you can see me in my column on blackenterprise.com, every single week. And not only can you go to the website, but if you signed up and you receive their emails, my content is sent out to their entire database. So that's why I say this whole thing about building a branding platform is not about size. I don't have the largest Twitter account. I don't have the largest Facebook account. But I can tell you that we are more profitable than those who do because we understand positioning, we understand joint ventures and relationships, and we understand the way to monetize your media relationships. There are not many people who understand how to do that. And so I'm a contributor with Black Enterprise every single week, and I get an additional exposure, not just from being on their website, but being a part of their email database. I'm going to show you how to do that and also how to seed in your media. We talked about seeding through your speaking. I'm going to talk to you about how to seed through media as well and how, and you can probably see this if you read some of my articles. There's always references back that take you to points of profitability, even in articles that have nothing to do with let's say I'm talking about women. I'm going to always see opportunities to strategically and relevantly talk about skirts in the boardroom. In fact, today on blackenterprise.com, the new article that was published today is called "How 6 Keys to Being a Skirt in the Boardroom." Now, if that's the top article that's featured of the day, and that's also the title of my book, can you not see how that's going to push up our book sales? But it's done in a way that is relevant to the audience, but it's still profitable branding through media. Okay, so I don't have time to go into that. I don't want to teach the whole workshop now, but I'm excited. I feel really blessed that we are in Essence Magazine this month, every week on Black Enterprise. Black Enterprise is a media partner for Me University. They will be there at Me University. They'll be sending some great stuff for you who are going to be there at Me University. We're a partner with Pink Magazine. Every single Monday, over 100,000 women of career women receive information about Me University because we have a media partnership with Pink. I don't have 100,000 people on my email list, but Pink Magazine does, but BE does. With Upscale Magazine, if you pick up this month's Upscale Magazine, you will see us in Upscale Magazine, not just in the August issue, but in the August, September, and October issues because they're a media partner. They gave us space in the Marketplace section, prominent space, an expensive advertisement that we don't have to pay for because we have a part. This is our second year having a partnership with all of these companies. This month, I'm on the cover of Solo Woman magazine. We've had partnerships. Last year, one of our speakers was from CNN, a producer from CNN, working with Fox Business, working with ESPN. So I say all of this because I'm going to show you how to get booked. I'm going to show you how to pitch. I'm going to show you how to do the things that I've shown my other clients. Another client who is a powerful speaker already, has multiple books out. I helped her plan her strategy on how she now has an appearance every other week on CNN for the past year. This was an opportunity that she had. She didn't know how to take advantage of it, didn't know how to negotiate it. Again, you don't get what you're worth, you get what you negotiate. So I helped her how to negotiate her TV concepts, her TV opportunities, and now she's got a regular gig on CNN. I'm going to show you how to do that. And then our next speaker, I've mentioned to you, Jonathan, we'll have Denise Hendricks, who gives a testimonial on the Me University overview page. But Denise is a powerhouse, y'all. Some of you heard about her on my last teleseminar. She is an executive producer that was formerly with Harpo, with Oprah Winfrey. She was a lead producer for Oprah Winfrey for 6 years, and she's gracing the Me University stage. Now, I don't know about you, but I like to learn from the best. And I promise you that I'm going to bring you the best of the best of the best. And when it comes to someone who's had a background working in CNN, she's produced for CNN, working with Harpo. She also has worked with the Monique Show over the past year. She's going to be able to talk to you about how to build your business around media. And she's going to give you information that nobody else can give because there are not many people who have done what she has done. Those are the type of people that you're going to be in the room with. I've also, Denise is also a client. I've helped Denise build her brand. When she transitioned out of this corporate environment, out of Harpo, because it's still a corporate environment, she wanted to build her own brand as a speaker. So we've produced some book concepts for her around how to produce your own reality. Notice how authentic that is to her experience as a producer to help her pull all the pieces together. So I learned from Denise. Denise gives me great advice and tips on media, and she can learn from me as well, and I've been honored to be able to help. I love helping brilliant people showcase their brilliance. She's already brilliant. That's not the question. Remember, your identity isn't the problem. We just want you to align where you are with where you want to be. Just like a lawyer shouldn't represent yourself, you need somebody else who can help get you there, and that is what you'll learn at Me University, how to get your media vision. You know, a lot of people create vision boards. I want people to stop. I always tell people to stop and imagine their dream media platform and how having that dream media platform would completely change and revolutionize their business. And then I want them to stop imagining and start implementing what it takes to get there, and I'm going to show you how to implement how to make that platform become more possible and palatable and more of a reality, okay? Social media is really key. We'll talk about social media strategies. Again, I've mentioned a lot of the time about, you know, we don't have the biggest platform, but we have a very responsive and consistent platform that is captive, that is profitable for us, and it's the right audience. And I love being able to share with you. I wouldn't want to share with anybody else that's not on this call today, because you people, you folks, are folks who have decided, you know what? This is what I need right now, and that's who I am kind of aligned to be able to pour into. And so we'll talk about YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and how to build a consistent strategy. You don't need a complicated strategy, but you do need a profitable strategy. So we'll show you our system on how we utilize social media and how we actually can show you social proof on how we make money utilizing social media. I don't have a lot of time because we're way over time to go into social media, but the one tip that I will give you as a quick bonus, because I can't help it, is social media is all about voicing your vision and creating an irresistible vision, and then creating a system behind how to do that in an integrated strategy that gets people to have an opportunity to spend money with you, to support you, to be a part of what you're doing. So you need an irresistible vision, and that's what you're communicating on social media. Hopefully, that's what, and I believe that's what got some of you here tonight. Hopefully, some of the things that we've shared about the vision of what we believe, I believe, can be created for business owners, purpose-driven brands, profitable brands. You know, I'm tired of seeing those who have no integrity prosper. The Bible says the wealth of the wicked stored up for the righteous. Well, the righteous need to learn the strategies to be able to walk into that storehouse and to claim what's really theirs. And so that's why this has been created. Sixth, you need sponsorships. I believe that if you're on this call, then you are the type of person who has a vision that can be supported by corporate sponsorships and partnerships as well, whether that's nonprofit partnerships or for-profit partnerships. My first corporate sponsor client was Rolls-Royce Motor Cars. My second one was Tiffany & Company. Then we have a contract with Delta Airlines. We are so honored to have Hewlett-Packard as our title partner. We work with Home Depot and a lot of other brands that I could say. But we're going to teach you how to get sponsorships, how to create the right type of positioning to get to yes with sponsorships, and how to structure the right type of partnership agreements. So many of you have wanted to know that. It's a really a secret world of how to get sponsorships. We're going to talk to you about that and talk to you how to get corporate contracts, how to increase your corporate readiness so that you're in the right position to get corporate contracts. I just came back from San Diego and spoke to a group of about 85 executives who are the people that can make deals with you. So I train executives, and I actually just got an opportunity to do a training with another large corporation today. I can't share the detail. I don't share details before contracts are signed. But I thought it was interesting, a lot of the spinoff opportunities, again, this is about creating a profitability plan and learning how to feed in while you're speaking. But spoke at this executive opportunity. Actually, some of you, if you've watched the video on overcoming a brand identity crisis that was sent out via email, and you can see that on my YouTube page, I recorded that video about 20 minutes after I got back to my hotel room in San Diego, because I was so overwhelmed with how the executives, not just, these weren't entrepreneurs, these were executives who had never been talked to about branding before, and how that created so many spin-off speaking engagement opportunities that will really set us up for 2012, before 2012 even gets here. I'm going to show you how to position your company to be corporate ready, to be corporate attractive, and so that you can do big business with big business. There are many benefits to that. Your business becomes more prestigious, your brand becomes more prestigious, their checks always clear, and the corporate world is actually a very small circle. And so you'll get a lot of referrals by learning how to tap into that community. It's not about years, it's about getting a direct path. I don't teach shortcuts, I teach direct paths. Okay, there's a big difference. I don't believe in shortcuts. The Bible says that good planning and hard work lead to profit, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. So I'm not one of those people that talks about shortcuts, but I do believe in a direct path. And two people who are going to speak to you about getting that to that direct path, one of them is Brian Tippins. He is our title partner from HP. He is a genius when it comes to innovation and sustainability. He has a passion for helping to develop small businesses. And I can tell you, to be able to meet a senior executive at a major corporation like HP, not to just hear him speak to you, but to be in a script room, well, he'll get to learn about your business. You know, I talk with HP on a weekly basis. Right now it's a daily basis as we're getting closer to the boot camp. And we talked, and they remember the professionals that were at last year's boot camp by name. I can't tell you how powerful that is. But he's going to talk to you about innovation and about how to position your business to get big business with large corporations. His presentation is really going to blow you away. I already know it is from what I've been able to glean and get some of the snippets from it. Additionally, you're going to hear from one of my colleagues who was on The Apprentice with me. His name is Josh Shaw. Josh is not a TV person, although he's hilarious. Josh is a moneymaker. Josh likes to make millions, so he doesn't spend his time on television, but his products are on television. His products are in Foot Locker and Champs and at Sephora and CVS. Josh is the CEO and founder of a company called Mission, and Mission is an athlete skincare line. He started this company after we were on The Apprentice, actually, and he called me up because I was running a sports agency. Again, if you brand the right way, opportunities will attract themselves to you. And I consulted with Mission for their first year on the right types of athletes to secure on their roster. So you'll see they have Carmelo Anthony and one of the Williams sisters and Mia Hamm and Steve Nash and some of the biggest athletes, household names. Biggest athletes on the planet. He owns this company. You can go into these stores that I've listed in your community and you'll see his product on the shelves. And so he's going to talk to you about how to bring a product to market. When I say again that I'm bringing you the best of the best of the best, I'm honored that these are my personal friends, but these are people that I know can get your mind in a way that takes your business into the next dimension. Within a year, they were a multi-million dollar company. Okay, they develop products that are regular on QVC and on home shopping network channels. So he's going to talk to you about the product side of the marketplace. You need this information. Even if you don't have a product that's ready right now, you need to know what it takes to build the right blueprint and the plan to get there so you'll have to rebuild later and learn from mistakes. I'm not talking about shortcuts, we're talking about a direct path. Okay? Last few things here. You're going to learn about sales psychology. You have to understand sales psychology if you're going to thrive with sales. Your business cannot survive unless there is a sales channel, unless there's a sales plan, and unless that plan is profitable. So you're going to learn that. And I'm wrapping up here, but I do want to be able to share with you the number one thing that you need in order to make sure that your brand is sustainable. Okay? You need a sales strategy. You also need to understand products and services. You've got to understand how to build the right products and products that your audience actually wants. Most business owners build products and services that they want and they think their clients need, and that's not the same thing as what your clients actually want. What you create may not be what someone is willing to pay for, even though you might think it's what they need. So that's a big, big mistake. You don't buy from yourself. You need to understand that. You don't buy from yourself, so you have to learn to think and speak the way that your clients think and need to be spoken to. Okay, a lot of your time has to be spent around products, services, and creating platform channels to be able to sell in the right way. I'm going to show you how to do that. And then finally, with this brand plan, you need to learn how to protect your brand in terms of intellectual property, the proper business structures, financing, and capital. And our last speaker is Ryan Mack. He is a contributor from CNN. He's a financial guru. He is genius. And he's going to talk about how you can use some money strategies that you can utilize to be profitable in this economy and how you can play by a different set of rules. So these folks, from Denise Hendricks to Jonathan Sprinkles, Joshua Shaw, Brian Tippins, Ryan Mack, these folks are going to change your life. They're going to change your life. I'll be talking about a lot of things that I shared today, but I wanted to introduce you to some of those people. And so, again, for those of you, I'm excited for those of you who have decided that you want to be a part of Me University. I'm going to share with you as I wrap up here in just a minute the number one strategy, but I want to make sure you have everything that you need to make a decision about our boot camp this year. That's why I've taken my time to go through this. I didn't want to rush through it. So many of you have sent questions, and this is your opportunity to hear directly from me. So the investment is worth a lot more than what our tuition actually is. I mentioned earlier about cost and worth and value. I understand the value of this program is tremendously valuable, but the cost is nothing compared to the worth that you get and what it positions you to be able to do. If I had this information a long time ago, we'd be even more profitable to this day. But timing is everything, and I believe I'm in the right place with the right people who are ready to make the right moves. And so the investment, our tuition, is only $14.97. That enables you to split your cost by bringing a friend for free. Okay, that amounts to about $50 per day for the next month because we're about 30 days out now. And we close our registration tomorrow with some of these perks that are available if you register today. You save some money if you pay in full, of course, but we have a 3-pay installment plan that will go out tomorrow. It will close tomorrow. You can still do 3 installments of $525. You'll still get the 2 bonus sessions, where our group coaching sessions with me, one before and one after. And I also give you a money-back guarantee. If you go through the first day, this is not what you were expecting, you don't feel over-delivered to, we'll write you a check right there on the spot. You're also going to get the bonuses in terms of the playbook that is available from me, all of the handouts, all of the samples, all the sample contracts and agreements that my team uses. So you'll get all of that. You'll get time with me. You'll get time with this amazing dream team. You'll learn this amazing brand plan. And, you know, if you can imagine all of the aha moments that I absolutely know that you've had tonight, because I feel them. I feel them. If you can imagine the aha moments that you've had with me tonight on a complimentary call, on a free call, imagine the growth and the change that you will have, this direct path that you will gain by being with me live, by being amongst the people that I've shared with you live, by being with other people who are committed to making sure that forward is the only option. You know, once forward becomes the only option, backward becomes very clear. The voice in your head that might be telling you, you know what, this may not be right for you, that backward voice pretty much becomes very clear as well. I had to have a forward reminder this week in making some tough decisions about just business decisions. And when I made up my mind that this company will be the premier provider of branding services, bar none, there's no other option. Anything that is counterintuitive to that does not belong. So whether it's a staff person, whether it's a vendor, whether it is an attitude, even if it's a potential client, we don't really like clients who have got bad attitudes because that doesn't fit into our energy. We like people who come to us with the spirit of partnership. That's a backward mentality that causes our energy, our service, everything to go backwards. I don't like that. My philosophy is that you can't lose what you're not supposed to have. So those who get it, and are ready to move forward. And so those of you who are ready, I want to make sure you have everything that you need in order to make that decision. So if you go to Me University Live, you'll see all of the bonuses, all of the details that I talked about with you. I think we still just have a couple of spaces left this evening. Again, the early pay, the opportunity to bring a friend for free, and the bonus sessions, all of that goes away tomorrow, August the 31st. But you can see our entire schedule in more depth, even than what I've shared on this evening. You'll also learn about our elevator pitch competition, which is one of the highlights. You'll have an opportunity to pitch your business. You'll learn all of these strategies. You'll get to implement them on stage in front of these executives who will have an opportunity to hire you, other businesses that will have an opportunity to partner with you. There's nothing like that exposure. I don't believe that you can get that experience anywhere else. So it's my pleasure to be able to invite you, not convince you, because, again, I wouldn't even plan to speak on this topic tonight, so I'm not really moved either way with your decision, but I'm excited for you, for those of you that have made a decision that you're ready to move forward, take your business, take your brand to the next level. Because again, I like to work with those who already know that we have what they need, okay? And again, heaven has really abundantly blessed me. So the more I share, I've seen the more that I see manifesting for other people, the more I see for my team. And again, we had two companies. We're about 30 days out. We had two major corporations that decided to sign on for me university today, two additional major companies. So don't be surprised. I had a really rough week, though. So right before that happens, discouragement and doubt always tries to come in to break you before your breakthrough. So if you're hearing a little voice that you're not sure, you're not certain, remember that heaven only speaks in language of affirmations and confirmations. I hope that you've got tons of confirmations today. I hope you've gotten the affirmations that you need to understand that, you know what, maybe this is your time. Maybe this is your season. And maybe this is the opportunity, and these are the plans. This is the path that you've been looking for. You've needed a mentor. I believe people need mentors that care about them. And so I care to make sure that you're able to move to the next level in the right way, in a way that is authentic. So, again, the investment, the tuition to be able to attend is only $14.97. It enables you to get a fast start, to bring a friend for free, to get the bonus sessions with me, to be in the right place with the right people at the right time if this is the right season for you. And so I'm excited about those of you who will be there that I'm going to get to meet and to learn about. And I want to kind of close here. This is the real closing with the very last thing that you need to understand. And I'm appreciative of those of you who have stayed with me for this time, because I believe that those who show up go up. Right? So those of you who are here need to understand this last point more than anybody else. And again, there are a lot of other things that I, as much as we talked about, there are a lot of other things that I could go on. I have a lifetime to be able to share as much as I can. But the thing that you have to be able to do in order to take your brand to the next level is this one thing. You have to be courageous enough to make the commitment to own your born identity. You have to have the courage to own your born identity. And what do I mean by that? Your destiny is your identity. Too many of us think that our destiny is so far outside of our reach. When people say, oh, but Marshawn, you've been on The Apprentice and in Miss America and you have this platform. And you know, my thought about that is God doesn't love me more than he loves anybody else. He doesn't love Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, Donald Trump, any of those folks any more than he loves you. And the plans that are for you are for you. And so you have to, though, make the decision that you are going to own the identity that was already created for you. You're going to own the destiny that is already in store for you. And so that voice sometimes of discontentment when you're not satisfied with where you are, it's telling you to get back in tune with who you're really supposed to be, which is who you already are. Right? So that voice is telling you who you are. That voice of discomfort tells us who we are. So I hope that I'm talking to the proud few, the strong few, the committed few who stayed on this line with me. I hope that you make the commitment to decide to own your own voice, to decide to own your territory. You know, last scripture that I want to read with you or share with you is Deuteronomy 28, verse 8. It says, the Lord will bless you in the land he has given you. In that land. So you have to operate in that territory. And let me tell you, when you've been assigned your territory, you know what it is. You know your passion. You might need some help pulling the pieces together, and that's what I'm here for. But you have to make the decision that you're going to own that territory. You're going to own your space in the marketplace, that you will be the best that does what you do on the planet. You have to make that decision. Forward is the only option. Winning is the only option. And when you decide that forward is the only option, backwards become much clearer. You don't have to be the strongest. You don't have to be the smartest or the savviest, but you must be the most serious. You must be serious about your brand, serious about your calling, serious about getting crystal clear about your destiny. And that is the single mind shift that I have seen that makes a difference between those that last and those that can't hang. Those that give up, and those that go the distance. You have got to make up your mind tonight that you're going to own your identity. You have to get crystal clear about what that looks like. And don't use the word try with me, because to me, try is a weak plan with a built-in escape route. Tell me what you're going to do, not what you're going to try to do. Tell me what you commit to do, not what you want to do. Want is an acronym that stands for waiting and nothing transpires. And so of everything that I've shared with you tonight, all of that information, all of that is seed that has to be planted on this very soil. And that soil means, that soil says that I'm going to own my born identity, which means that I'm going to own what God's given me. I'm going to own those gifts. I'm going to own this territory. I can do this. I was called to do this. I was born to do this. And I'm going to do what it takes to put myself in a position to make sure that I prosper in the territory to which I have been assigned. I'm going to align with my assignment. And I hope that you make that decision. You know, I've given you a lot of information. I've given you my background. I've given you some of my struggles, stuff I've never shared before. I've given you some of the best tips and advice that I give to my my highest paying customers and clients and companies that I work with. But I hope that you take this away. I hope that you take away that it's time for you to own your identity. I hope you take away from my story that you can do this as well, that I am no different than you. But one of the things that makes me different from a lot of people is that I invest in myself. I believe in coaches. I believe in information. I believe in making decisions. I know the best does not come to those who wait, that I'm not a waiter, that I'm a decision maker. And I make decisions that create the future that I desire. Your decisions either take you closer to your destiny or they take you away. You can only do one of those two things. So I pray that you get a guide. I would love to have the opportunity to be on that journey with you. My team, we believe in everything that we do. And so I hope that you get intentional. And what you do now will determine what you see next. Okay, so I'm excited to walk on this journey with you. For those of you who are coming to me university this fall, I'm excited for you. Believe me, I'm praying for all of you, but I'm excited to be able to have the opportunity to work directly with you. So I promise to invite you to go further with me. You can go to meuniversitylive.com. For those of you who have been tweeting, I look forward to seeing your tweets. Visit me at Marshawn Evans, my Facebook page, which is Ask Marshawn. And I'm going to close right now with prayer. So for those of you, you know, if we were in church, we would say, don't move, we've got to pray. So I'm going to close it out in prayer, and I hope that this has been a blessing to you. I hope that it has filled you and informed you and equipped you and really inspired you to make some moves and to make some serious action in your life. And again, I look forward to being able to work with you at Me University this fall. And also, if you, I encourage you to stay in touch with what we're doing, because we've got new things coming down the pipeline. I am thrilled about 2012. Okay? So let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for the grace to enable us to convene together. Thank you for the wisdom and the words that you have shared. Let it fall on good soil and grow into an amazing harvest for those who have heard these words, Father. I thank you for dreams. I thank you for new dreams that have been birthed and will be birthed. Thank you for the vision that you've given me about helping to build real estate, and that as individuals, you have given us these amazing gifts that we are supposed to be architects over. And as we construct these plans that you place into our heart, we're basically building real estate for the kingdom in the marketplace. And so I thank you that I get to be a part of your real estate development plan. I thank you for every person under the sound of my voice that wants to tap into that plan that you've created for their life, their calling, for their business, for their brand, the legacy for their family. So I'm excited for what you're going to do. I know that you're faithful. I thank you that these seeds will continue to be watered and flourished and not be stolen and discouraged. So we give you thanks, honor, and praise. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, y'all. That's it. Have a good evening. God bless you. Keep fighting. Keep the faith. And I believe in you. I know the best is waiting to manifest through you. I'll see you online at Twitter and also on Facebook at AskMarshawn.com. Website is Me University Live. Good night and God bless.